Word up, Digi Digi. Straight up, Wu-Tang. Hey, yo, check this out. You know what I mean? You know, during the Wu-Tang success, you know what I mean? We dropped many albums, you know what I'm saying? 93, 94, 95. And, you know, everything was just bubbling. And we kind of laid the pavement for the underground sound of hip-hop. Whereas a lot of brothers was making a lot of pop songs and a lot of stuff to cross over, Wu-Tang came with the raw sound from the streets. And that sound right there became the most influential sounds of the 90s right there. And then when you turn on your radio, you check out all these other new cats coming out, you can see the Wu-Tang influence all inside their system. From their styles, from their dress, from how they talk, walk, to the names they use, you know what I mean? So, you know, the Wu-Tang definitely had mad influence over them. And one of the songs that came out back in 94 was Bring the Pain. When Method Man first dropped that song and that video right there, it's like he changed the whole game right there. You know what I'm saying? Diane Martel directed that video, and she went on to become a great video director. Most likely she'll be doing movies pretty soon. And Meth just went and blew. I mean, and Def Jam Records was stamped and became, you know, back into the streets again. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang is right there to bring it all to you. Word up. So get ready for Bring the Pain. Also following that, we got Winter Wars, Brooklyn Zoo, All I Need, and all that, you know what I mean? So just sit back and relax and enjoy this shit.